Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court is being briefed on this significant counseling case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, the High Court is supposed to hear this case, which is called Childs versus Salazar, in the fall, to determine if governments can ban a certain type of counseling, which basically has to do with people struggling with this gender identity, simply because it is Christian. I mean, this woman is based in Colorado. She's a Christian counselor. And so she does not want the government intruding into her counseling office, telling her who she can and cannot help and what she can and cannot say.
Yeah, and she would be fined if she provides any counsel to a client who asks for counsel to overcome unwanted, and I'll underline that, unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion. So a client comes to this counselor, or in other states where you have these virtually identical laws, and they are struggling with unwanted feelings. They're having these unwanted feelings, or they're engaging in unwanted behaviors, or they have some confusion that they're going through in their developmental phase. And they want to get help to overcome that. They want to align their values with what's happening in their body, and they want to overcome some of these unpleasant experiences that they're experiencing. And so they come to a counselor, and the counselor, if they are going to help them overcome those, if they're going to help somebody, for example, affirm that they are male, they're biologically male, and how to be comfortable as a male or vice versa as a female, if they affirm them in their biological sex, then they could be fined. But if they then, on the other hand, say, oh, you know what, you were just born in the wrong body, we'll fix that with puberty blockers, hormones, and then some surgery later on, it's okay. You can do that under these laws.
These radical activists pushing this gender ideology, and here's one area. They're pushing on these children, trying to send them into the offices, into the surgery rooms of these doctors who want to take off their healthy body parts. They're saying that that's going to be the solution to your struggle. That will fix everything. And of course, on the other hand, these so-called doctors are making a lot of money in this industry. Instead of these children embracing God's design and their creator for who he created them to be. And so this is an example of what's happening because of that.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, Liberty Counsel started this litigation back in 2012 when the very first state passed one of these laws, California, to ban this kind of life-saving counsel. And we litigated in California, we litigated in New Jersey. We filed suit in both of those. Different circuit courts of appeal upheld those laws, but for different reasons. So even within the two different courts, there's a conflict. And certainly there was a conflict with regards to how the First Amendment should protect free speech. So we asked the Supreme Court to review both of those cases, and the Supreme Court should have done so back then, but they did not. As a result, then over 100 cities and states combined passed similar laws, almost identical. And so a number of states, mostly the blue states, and then a number of cities or counties in states like, for example, Florida, where the legislature refused to go down this experimental path. And that ended up to be over 100. We filed more lawsuits. We litigated in Florida, in Boca Raton, and Palm Beach County in one case, and Tampa in the other case. We won both of those cases at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. And those were the first decisions to strike down these counseling laws. Well, this one came after, out of Colorado, and the court out there upheld that law. So now there's a clear conflict. Our cases struck down these laws. This case upheld the law. So the Supreme Court now gets presented with this clear conflict, and they take this case called Childs versus Salazar. So we are in the process of filing and preparing our brief on this matter. We have been in this battle since 2012, and we led the battle when no one else was out there litigating these issues at all. So we've worked with a lot of clients, a lot of counselors and their clients, and know a lot about this particular issue. So, you know, when we get involved in these litigation cases, you'll have people from the Trevor Project, which is this anecdotal statement that they typically put in about all these people who, if they don't get this transgender kind of intervention or mutilating surgeries or puberty blockers, they're going to kill themselves. Mm-mm. And in fact, it's just the opposite.
Exactly.
In fact, tragically, 41% of people who undergo hormones and surgeries later attempt suicide. That rate is 20 times higher than the general population.
And they use all these scare tactics to try to scare people into that. But think about what other subject, what other issue does the government try to intrude into a counselor's office regarding? If you go in for marriage counseling, if you go in because you have an eating disorder, because other issues, the government doesn't try to intrude, but it's when in this same sex, gender stuff, they want to say you can and can't talk about this subject only in one way, and that's to push them toward this mutilating surgery.
It's unprecedented because...
I'm like, no.
Say, for example, you're having marital problems. Just take that as an example. You're having marital problems. You're going to a doctor or a counselor, and you want to be able to save your marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if the state said that it's better to have multiple affairs, and therefore that's the counsel that the counselor must give, and not that you need to repair your marriage? You would say, well, that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. But that's exactly what happens here. Mm-hmm. Somebody has these stresses in their lives. They want to overcome them. They want to manage them. They go to somebody who can help them. But the government says, no, you can't help them. You've got to push them in a direction that they don't want to be.
Right.
You've got to bring them to say, look, the problem is not that you are struggling with this issue. The problem is your religious and moral values won't accept it. So let's change your religious and moral values to match the struggles that you're experiencing. That'd be like saying, well, wait a minute. I don't think I should be drunk. I've got an alcohol problem, so I'm going to go to a counselor. I want to overcome that. And the counselor says, well, no, that's okay.
Have all the alcohol you want.
Just drink all the alcohol you
right.
want. You just need to change your values to say
right.
that it's okay.
You just need more of it.
You just need more of it. Just do whatever you want.
It's
just
absurd.
Change your values so that you don't condemn yourself.
Absolutely absurd.
I mean, that's absurd.
Yes.
But that's exactly what happens here.
Yes.
And that's why you say, you know, what other area? There is no other area because government stays out of the counseling room. You know, I've heard some people in these cases, they'll say, not everybody gets resolution. Well, take eating disorders. Eating disorders are hard to overcome. If you were to do a statistical analysis and you say, well, because there's a good percentage of people who don't overcome these eating disorders, therefore stop counseling people to overcome eating disorders. If you said there's some people that don't overcome anxiety or depression or other things, so therefore stop counseling them, you wouldn't counsel anybody.
No, the key is to get to the root issue. And regarding these gender issues, there's some kind of trauma in the background that has happened in this person's life. And so the counselor is able to start unpeeling the onion and get to that root cause so they can resolve that core issue that's causing this behavior.
Yeah, that's really what counselors do. They listen and they talk. So they listen to what's bugging you, what's causing you the problem, and they talk you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times what these counselors will say to me when we've litigated these cases is that over time, after multiple counseling sessions, then things start to come out
mm-hmm.
where the client becomes very comfortable and they begin right. to tell them about things that happened in their lives.
There's trauma, abuse, something like that happened.
Trauma, abuse. Like for boys, for example, it's oftentimes sexual molestation by another boy.
Mm-hmm.
There's some kind of trauma that happens in their life.
A close family member, something like that. Yeah.
Same thing for girls.
Mm-hmm.
They may have been sexually molested. And so that trauma then needs to be addressed and resolved.
Right.
And then when that is addressed and resolved, people can become free. But what these government laws have done is they have put the chains around people, locked the lock and thrown away the key so that you don't have any ability to change. So continue to keep this case in your prayers. It'll be argued in the fall sometimes. The date of oral argument has not yet been set, and the decision will come down sometime by the end of June in 2026. I am confident that the Supreme Court should go the right way and strike down the remaining laws that still remain on the books in some of these states and or cities. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.